Number 8. Let's Not Be Stupid by Richard Deacon. Richard Deacon has become a leading figure in British sculpture, and following numerous acclaimed exhibitions, as well as visiting lectureships and awards in a number of European countries, he's earned an international reputation for his innovative abstract work in a variety of materials. He was winner of the Turner Prize in 1987. This sculpture was commissioned in 1989 and presented to the university by the NIDA and Oliver Prenn Foundation. It was Deacon's first commission for a large-scale outdoor permanent work. It's 15 metres long and 5 metres high. With its central position, set above road level, and in the many windows of the nearby Roots building overlooking it, the site was chosen as a suitable stage for this dramatic work. It consists of two organic forms, made from mild steel and powder-coated to give a velvety black finish, rough to the touch. They are connected, as you can see, by a twisting ladder form made of stainless steel, and the smaller form is also encased in a stainless steel cage. This is a sculpture that demands that we move to participate in it. So as you walk around, you will see things happen to the shapes and spaces. The negative space of the two big forms, framed by the flowing lines of the steel, changes. When you look at the view framed by one shape, the profile of the other shape becomes a line. And when you move round to look through the second shape, the profile of the first becomes another line. So this sculpture seems to function as a drawing in space. Indeed, you could say that the rough black surface is reminiscent of the textures produced by charcoal, while the stainless steel is more like the shiny graphite of a pencil. It's possible to imagine the artist's drawings for this sculpture on a sheet of paper, and to think about their transformation through industrial processes into this large work. The processes aren't hidden. You can figure out how the sculpture was made. The nuts and bolts joining sections together are clearly visible, for instance. Richard Deacon has sometimes called himself a fabricator rather than a sculptor. If a work has two forms, it's hard for the viewer not to construct a relationship between them. Is the bigger form pushing the smaller one down into the space enclosed by the cage, or is it pulling it out? Richard Deacon maintains this ambiguity in the title of the work, Let's Not Be Stupid. The viewers of this work are the us, who are exhorted not to be stupid. It asks us, in fact, to explore the work, to think about it, and to come up with our own questions and answers.